Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
If saved is a church, it's almost 4. So 4:30 will be out of here. If saved is a church. Number one, if saved is a church. And let me tell you, saved is a church. It is not a Sunday school. It is not a club. It is not an ethnic group. Do you understand? It is not a football club. It's a church. That's why we call it saved church. If it is a church, number one, it must have a pastor. I'm giving you 10 things if it is a church. It must have a pastor. Your K church must have a pastor. Who is the pastor of the K church? It's me. These are my assistants. If it is a church, it must have a pastor. Why church must have a pastor? Why church is even more organized? You sit here, your assistant sits by you. One at your left, one at your right. Do it like church. It's a church. Am I going too far? Yes. You sit down. If it's a church, we don't share the preaching. We don't share like this month is mine. I know a church, they used to share the preaching. That church has collapsed now. You see, because when they're sharing of preaching, people want to outdo people. And let me tell you, one of the mistakes you shouldn't do as a pastor is to, your mind is to outdo someone. Never. No. Do what you can do. Nobody else can be you. Do what you can do. I met somebody last 3 weeks. The person said, "Even wait for the show come." And you were preaching the first night. He said, "I had the book, but I was not seeing the points you were mentioning." I told him, "I preach table of contents." He said, "Hey!" I said, "All the points I gave, they were table of content. If you love the Lord, table of content. I didn't preach chapter one, chapter two, table." He said, "Ah! I'll go and read the book again." Nobody else, nobody has taught me to. Jesus and his private interview. I've even forgotten the thing. Jesus is private. How to link it. How to link it. It's another problem. Yeah. If it is a church, it must have a pastor. Number two. If it is a church, it must have assistant pastor. Assistant pastor. My God, you can't run the church alone. Recruit assistant. How do you introduce yourself? Even the introduction of yourself, Krano, should create excitement. Look, there's a way to introduce somebody. When the person is coming to preach already, the atmosphere is charged. Our pastor is here. He would like to share something with us. Hey! If it is a church, it must have a choir, number three. Yeah. It must have a choir. You can't say your J church people cannot sing. You can't say K church cannot sing. You must have a choir. That is work. To turn the children into choristers, you must have a choir. 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 If there are 7 choristers, don't have a choir. Who can bless us with a solo? Every Sunday, who can bless us with a solo? Can you not sing that? Can you not see that people sing before pastors preach? Why don't you have some? It's deliberate. Some of the things you don't even understand, but as it's being done, you should do the same. Yeah. Assistant pastors. You must have a choir. Number four, you must have a dancing star. It's Michael's. There must be, it's Michael's. They must dance them, make themselves happy. It's a church, oh. Saved is a church. Saved is a church. Yeah, it's a church. It's a church. It's a church. You must have a choir. You must have a pastor. You must have assistant pastor. You must have dancing stars. Number five, you must have equipment. You must have equipment. Oh, it's true. This is where your white church meets. Help me, this is where your white church meets. Good auditorium. Auditorium where the old boy were there. AC, BSS. Hey, where is the old boy? Sister. Way now to me trap pictures. Hey. Ha. Can we trap pictures to the two Facebook? Light. They've disconnected it. Hey, man can hear crowd. They've disconnected. Shy like me. Hey, me when I'm preaching, light is on me. This yellow, this type of light. Hey, me that's how they mean I'm cut up. Me didn't say cut up me lighty. Me power that no man so see me so. Look at. Recently, I now understand why people, when we sit in the same class, people, some become doctors and some become mechanics. Because look, if you sit in an environment like this and they are teaching you maths, why won't you understand? Then another person classroom, there is a beer bar behind them. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, massacre. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, how will such a child do well? Look at the serene atmosphere. She curtains, move papa, papa. She background, I share trees. It's by your church. It's your. This is your auditorium. It's a wedding chapel, but it's your auditorium. She church. So, look at the way your big cathedral. Or BHQ now. Somebody's HQ. They just this room is somebody's HQ. This is a denominational HQ. Mikokas say, I can say I'm envious. Hey, oh, it's not easy. Oh. Say, Becca said, don't put on the AC. Hey, I'm mobile. So, in an environment like this, your offering is not a lot. That's why I don't disconnect this one. She put it out, you saw glass. Glass in qua. She from glass. Hey, Charlie, you are anointed, pal. Hey, yeah, it's better than say. Glass in qua. How many bishops preach with glass? Wood. Me hold on wood. Wood. Jesus died on the tree. Wood. She crossed her. That way she. My God. Hey, God. So we know. Are you not happy with us? I'm just praying that they say that you should open the transfer window for, let's say, one Sunday. Any denomination you want to go, just go. Nobody will have a problem with you. Hey, I can't be home. Hey, I can't have to say, no, but where that? Where you say, Utimuna, you're blasted, you crying. You're romantic. We say now when your lapel be, it's okay. But Peter, we have to transfer ourselves here. The way it is, so you must have equipment. Pray and believe God for equipment. Many years ago, I was not having equipment. Nothing. Manpower. I said no. How long will I continue doing this? I raise funds to buy speakers, amp. In things, it's better now. Yeah. Drums.
When will your children play? You see, the, if you have equipment, then your church service is even different. You see, sometimes the problem that you are doing manpower, so a buffoon. Oh. The preacher, as if you are fighting with the children. But you say, okay, the mic, say, now, oh, kasa. Because I say, you have to shout for them to hear. Oh. So as you are shouting, it will look like some cantankerous LPB. You see, but if you have mic, the one at the back can hear. In the room, I mean, small sound, everybody can hear. That's how it is. So believe God for equipment. You see, sometimes also, if the branch where you are, there are no equipment, how does the safe church have equipment? You are teaching at the school. The headmaster takes trot to school. When will you, the class one, madam, buy a car? You should know that it will happen. So a certain leadership you are also under is also a problem. Look at a certain leadership. AC, Mu Pro Max. AC. But I see, this is not the first time I'm seeing this. I've gone to some church and I say, hey, Charlie. AC. Recently, I was in a certain church. I've seen that they put on the AC and say, hey, Charlie. Juma, me what? Time for baby. Number six. It's 10, then we are going home. Number six. Rehearsals must take place. If it's a church, you must have rehearsals. Yes. You must have rehearsals. Don't let the children be in hurry to go home. Have rehearsals. Have rehearsals. Dancing stars, choristers, these two should happen. Put people in charge. You see, usually when you finish preaching and you are tired, when you are preaching, you don't see you are tired. All of you preach, so you understand. When you are preaching like this, you don't think. When you put the mic down, then you've now become a man. It's not easy. So at that time, you are not going to mobilize the children for rehearsal. That's why it doesn't happen. But one of your assistants is in charge. One of my main assistants, she's in charge of dancing stars. Hey, I'll be in my office now here. You, if you like, go. If you like, go home and you hear from me. If you like. By the time I'm sitting in my office, I'm drinking juice. Because I have to cool down. Yes, I have to refill. If you like, where is Achu? So Achu is gone down. I said, go and call him for me right now. I have to be hearing that. I think the choir said, look, if you go, you sing with us next week. If you go, you sing with us next week. That's that. Each other, the thing is becoming tensions. So then I'll be in my office. Then I'll just be drinking that. I've put on music to cool down myself. Yes. So the two assistants you have, one is in charge, then another one is in charge of media. And that one is here, the meeting, there. So by the time you cool down for like 20 minutes, then you now go there round to supervise what is happening in all the rehearsals. But this one, if you don't have assistants, it can't happen. After, like, I've been preaching this morning, and now I'm come to gather dancing stars and tell them that one leg should go like this, one leg should come like this. Everybody, come on. Let's go. They feel their vibe. Hey, what will I feel then? I'm not going to teach choristers. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I... When will I finish that one? Then teachers meeting. Aden. This is what you do when you break down. If you don't do fear crying and say, Juma will cry. When me Asha and can Juma will mean yet. So rehearsal. Put your best teachers in charge of rehearsals. Share yourself, Charlie. I beg you. Look. So sometimes I'll be in Tanetan. Recently, when Bishop Ogo went to Koforidua, I think one of the nights I saw the dancing stars, their pictures. Oh, nice costume, simple night. I just downloaded it. I sent it to them. I said, have you seen this dressing? Can we do it? She said, it's possible. I look, I see something. I forward it to whoever is concerned. Can it happen? He said, yes. I said, look, then let's do it. Jeans and colored top can happen. Do you understand? Jeans and this and black jeans and this. Then we just, there must be rehearsals. A church without rehearsals, nothing will work. You see, because the children, you see them once a Sunday, once a week. If they leave you this Sunday, know that next week Sunday, your church is going to be bazaar. It's only few people you have contact with them during the week. Even teachers, to have contact with teachers during the week is a problem. How less children? So, rehearsals must go on.
If you say it's a church, you should see adult church, how they've gathered, they are having rehearsals and things. Here. So make sure the rehearsals work. The rehearsals actually work and work well. Number 7, there should be leaders meeting after church. All the same church teachers in the cathedral or the branch, you should have a meeting with them. Like the way we have pastors meeting, there must be same teachers meeting. Like there shouldn't be a day somebody will come and ask you, please, would there be meeting today? No. It's an offense to ask that question. It's a sin. It's a sin that can send you to hell. Come and ask whether we'll have a meeting. No. It's the last thing we have. So in the meeting, oh, this girl didn't come to church. Oh, I hear this girl's mother is sick. I hear this is it. Oh, please, concerning this thing, who is admitted at the hospital, how many of you are going to pass the hospital? This is where your issues come out. Hey, today when we're having service, something happened. Oh, this is, then you share with us. Oh, one of the children collapsed. Hey, what happened? This is okay. You see, but the church will happen. You, because you are in white church, you never know what happened in K church. So this is where we have meeting. Don't be in hurry to go home. Don't be in hurry to go home. So as at the time the rehearsals are going on, then you must start your intimate counseling. There should be somebody. So as for resting, there is just a problem. So call the children, 5 minutes. What's your name? All first time, they must come and see you. Everybody, do you have office? Nice church like this, you don't have office. Me, that I don't have EC, I have office. Okay, so at the rehearsals is going. Charlie, you can use your top here as your office. You have put 2 chairs, sit down, 2 chairs are here. Who rent it? Baby cried. The restrictions about. You are renting, oh. Charlie, if you are renting somebody, so you can't pound fufu. Super fufu, massa. That is what called the machine, but yeah. Hey, I see. So then, Charlie, you get a place down and do intimate counseling. Okay, but when will you do intimate counseling? When rehearsals are going on, there are these free children who don't join anything. And then do you call them for intimate counseling? You see, and it is sometimes, it is not even fun. It's not the fun of it to have administrators, but to make your work. Help me, please. Today I have 10 people who want to see you. Do you see? You see, sometimes people make it look like if you have administrator, you are a big man. It's not a big man. There's the person is just organizing you. Oh, you want to see help you? No problem. So I'm going to tell you that you are here. So you can come. So you tell the person every 5 minutes come so that this person can go and this one can come. It's a strategy. But sometimes it's like, if you have an administrator, it's like you're a big man, they carry your thing. That's not the problem. Because if you leave, things will also be haphazard. Okay? So get one of the girls. Charlie, you have to organize. You are administrator, you are in charge of data. And record your services, attendance, record messages preached, record first timers, record attendance, record. There's somebody who is in charge of data. Don't joke with data. It's true you are running a safe church, but don't joke with data. Don't joke with data. If possible, you have somebody who takes pictures in the adult church. Mani faho once, like 5 minutes. Don't be trouble 5 minutes, no sanko. Do you understand? It's very important. Don't joke with data at all. K church, what was the attendance? I church, what's the attendance? J church, what's the attendance? Y church, what's the attendance? Get it. Compare it. That will tell you whether you are doing well or you are not doing well. Oh, I'm shouting too much. Meetings are important. And in the meeting, you teach the teachers. Because there are these new teachers who have joined, who don't know anything. So you have meeting. What are your problems? Are you happy? Once a while, when you meet a teacher, say, you cook and eat. You are just happy. Charlie, madam, what if I mom bra, why? Where the stew, beba? Now where the drinks are back? Me didn't show, beba. Yeah, meet it. Why? Now you did it. Do you answer? Yeah, like the whole week. Look, my teacher who work with me, they know that December, yele, yele, rice, ni mackerel, ni oil, dear. Hey! See, the December,
Zema has approached you. I say, yeah, Marty. And you see, the whole year, the person has been with you. So, sometimes when they see them, the adult church, and they say, hey, you are enjoying the safe church. I say, as they work with you, they have to enjoy. You see, let people be happy working with you. Let people be happy. And when we're growing up, we have two uncles. Hey, there's one of them. When he send you come back, hey, Mbe Sedamo, yo. It's that he requests for the Sedamo before what he has asked you to go and buy. Another one, he can give you like 200 CD notes and say, go and buy so clean. When you come back, say, keep the change. That uncle, with the way we like him, eh? When he said, who is dead? Everybody's rushing to say, I'm here. The other one, when he said, who is dead? He said, nobody is dead. Everybody's running. So let people be happy working with you. Yeah, rehearsal teacher. Look, encourage the teacher. One of our teachers has given birth. Oh, Charlie, let's buy soap and Dettol and things. One teacher is still feeling well. Let's all drive. Your pair will be one person's car. We sit inside. We buy fruit and things. Let's go and visit. Especially when you know the person. There are some people who have not come. They don't know why they themselves have not come. But they are there. Won't you come and visit me? They can't visit me with banana. Are you a monkey who should be visiting with banana? But if the person is genuinely sick, this is the time to show the person love. You see, because the person also leaves his family, everything. Every day he's in church with you. So if the person gets a problem, you cannot stand by the person. It's a problem. One of the teachers has lost somebody dear to him. The way they even describe the funeral, you should know that the person is very close. Oh, me auntie, I'm going to Kumasi. Such a funeral, you should know that it's not a proper funeral. Oh, me auntie, this auntie, I grew up with him. When my mother died, she started taking care of her. That is actually her mother. And to the cobra. Cobra! You have lost a church member. Such a person, we don't say cobra. Or see, that is the auntie. But when the mother died, when they were young, is this auntie who took care of her up to now. And now see your own cobra. Ha! So what are we doing? This and this and this and there's some people to have a problem. You won't come and say, oh, you are sick, but you can. So there must be a teacher speech where you do the communication. Like one of my girls last week, he came and said, Reverend, my father said something, I'm going to my village. I said, go and come. Because she's been checked all the time. And if the family needs her for one Sunday, who are you to say don't go? Cobra, church is here. You always come and meet church. Go and come back. Have a bond with your family. Those of you teachers that people are other teachers under you, call them during the week. How are you doing? How is church? How are your children? Because nobody really asks this question. How are your children doing? How is your husband doing? Is everything all right? Oh, I'm calling to just check on you. Are you sure? I'm just saying hi. Wow. Show the person love. Meanwhile, the whole week you have not heard from the person. Auntie Adwa. And we are sure say church here, we're kidding. Call your multi high number where she sent that the beer, the past 15 penny. Hey, me the many of us have you back up you. No. You don't talk that way. You don't talk that. So there must be leaders meeting, analysis meeting, yes. And help you get once in the year, there must be titles in create for all the teachers in the denomination. We must come here one Saturday with all dress. Yes, we all dress official. We are projecting your data on there. It's not to criticize you, but also to know how we are all doing. Am I taking the thing too far? So, do the same thing in your branch, your teachers. Then council level. Then we come denominational level. You don't think Bishop Ogo will be happy that we've come here, we are assessing our data here. So what book are you preaching? Ah, madam, this message you preach for K Church, Road to Calvary, J Church. you shouldn't have preached that message. What is Road to Calvary? Makande message. Road to Calvary, J Church. And you say you preach during Easter. No. Then we must tell that Easter, these are the messages we preach. Somebody will give you a certain understanding. Who are there podcasts? So I was so key, I be bored. Say, Road to Calvary and Colano, there's some mobile full time. Now, who are full time? You are telling the children to come to full time. Who are full time? Do you see? So the teachers' meeting is very, very important. Bonding, unity at all levels. Number seven. Okay, number seven is the this. Number eight, you must have programs. Okay, programs, very important. Programs. You must have programs like camps, conventions, all-day retreats. You can have conventions in your safe church. All-day retreats. Okay. Hey, my wife is calling me. She's staying. All-day retreats. Number nine, you must take your attendance seriously. Take your attendance seriously. You must be able to know when there's a rise in your attendance. Attendance enlargement cream. Go and get it and make sure your attendance enlarge. Now this your 25, 26. There's an enlargement secret. Start reading that book to help you. Number last one. If it is a church, there must be data analysis. Take your data work. You must appoint somebody who is in charge of data. Somebody must be in charge of data in your church. Am I asking too much? Somebody must be in charge of, you don't count, you don't nothing. Data. Yeah. As I speak to you now, Basenta is going on. I'm yet to receive pictures. I'm yet to receive data. We met here, we were eight. We met here, we were seven. We met here, we were three. We met here, I was the only one, zero. Fill the form and put it on the page. Yes. I should have come with some of my teachers. But I said, no, you do Basenta. Who did the chapa bede? I come to sit here and listen. We'll record and bring it to you. You listen. Yeah. Take your attendance seriously. Don't joke with the K church. You should know the children. Know them by their faces. Know them by their names. Know them well. If the children in your church are less than 100, you shouldn't have a struggle knowing their faces and their names. Know all of them. Know all of them. Maybe apart from HQ, I don't know which other branch here or council here have more than 100 children. Like J Church, we are more than 100. Is there anybody here like that? Adenta, more than 100. 150. Just J Church, K Church, I Church, Y Church. You should know their names. You should know their names. And I believe that that's going to be a great, great blessing to us. Hallelujah. So if it's a church, all right, there's something I want to share with you, but actually, our time is up. We gotta go. We'll meet another time. But I want you to ruminate on these things. Listen, this work we are doing is a beautiful job. It's a nice job. It's an exciting job. Don't give up. Yeah. Me, I don't look like somebody who is depressed with the work I'm doing at all. Me, I'm motivated. Totally motivated before coming here. Yes. And you can't deflate my buoyancy. Oh, no, 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 no. I want us to take this shepherding of the children seriously. Let's take it seriously. I'm telling you. Let's take it seriously. And I believe that we are going to have a blessing. The blessing. Always think about the blessing. Think about the blessing. Think about the fact that the children. Look, Sunday before you arrive, the Saturday before the Sunday, you have prayed. You have prepared your message. Most of us appear, we don't know what we are going to preach. You have not prepared nothing. You came from a funeral the Saturday night. You came late. Hey, and then Sunday. Mamefa, how to be born again and avoid hell. You see, and you must also learn to preach in series. Yeah. Bishop has a book, Preparation of the Gospel. Read it. It will show you how to. I know what to preach. Even in December, I have my messages lined up.
I know what to preach up to December. I cannot me wahasi. By the time I navigate through the traffic and get home, unless it's about 7 o'clock. Bible say, so I have to wake up at dawn and go through my notes. Do you think if I don't go through the notes and I came here and I'm preaching, I mention the scripture, it's not it? When I see, oh, you're saved, you know, one about a tray. You yourself, you are not, as you are going, you look sharp. Dress, if it is sneakers, oh, you should see the shoes I wear, big. Me, now when I arrive, you, the child, you can't intimidate me. I've come, your pastor. Ha. So I think that, look, we should just step our game and do what we can.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.